In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserved thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open and bring forth salvation. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork.
Be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray.
Spirit.
Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, it is meet and right that we should give thanks unto thee that thou hast given us a more glorious baptism than that of John the Baptist, and hast therein promised us the remission of sins, the Holy Spirit, and everlasting life through thy Son, Jesus Christ. Preserve us, we beseech thee, in such faith in thy grace and mercy, that we may never doubt thy promise, but be comforted by the same in all temptations. And grant us thy Holy Spirit, that we may renounce sin and ever continue in the righteousness bestowed upon us in baptism, until by thy grace we obtain eternal salvation through the same thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, one true God, world without end. The Old Testament lesson for this fourth Sunday in Advent is found in the 18th chapter of Deuteronomy, the 15th through the 19th verse. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren. Him you shall hear. According to all you desired of the Lord your God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, nor let me see this great fire any more, lest I die. And the Lord said to me, what they have spoken is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. Here ends the Old Testament lesson. The epistle is found in the fourth chapter of Philippians, the fourth through the seventh verse. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Here ends the epistle lesson. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The gospel for this day is found in the first chapter of John, the 19th through the 28th verse. Now this is the testimony of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, no. And then they said to him, who are you that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say about yourself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. Now those who were sent were from the Pharisees, and they asked him, saying, why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know. It is he who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. These things were done in Bethabara, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Here ends the gospel. We confess the Christian faith with the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing hymn number 58.
Thank you.
Grace be unto you, and peace in God our Father, and in our Lord Jesus Christ. Our lesson this morning is found in the first chapter of John, the 19th through the 28th verse. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" And he confessed, and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now those who were sent were from the Pharisees, and they asked him, saying, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know. It is he who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose." These things were done in Bethabara, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Here ends our text. You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Christian friends, John said to the Pharisees who had come to question him, "There stands one among you whom you do not know." How unlikely it seems that when Christ comes, fulfilling all the law and the prophets, the most highly respected religious leaders do not know him. The central event of world history took place under their noses. God's Son had come in human flesh, and all the promises of God made to their fathers were being fulfilled before their eyes, but they could not see it. Jesus was one whom they did not know. John was preaching the gospel to the poor, but these men could not hear it. In the waters of the Jordan, John was baptizing sinners for the forgiveness of sins to prepare the way for Christ. But all these men wanted to know was where John got the authority to baptize. They should rather have asked him about him who gave baptism such power, the Christ whom John preached, who in every breath he declared, "Prepare the way for this one who is greater than I." This was all very silly, for the Sanhedrin and then the Pharisees questioned John. "Who are you?" they ask. "What are you doing here?" All they had to do was close their mouths and listen, and they would know who John was, and they would know why he was there. He did not claim to be Christ, nor Elijah come back down from heaven in the flesh, nor the prophet whom Moses promised in our Old Testament lesson. He would not proclaim himself in any way. That was not his office. His preaching made that obvious. "I am a voice shouting in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. That is who I am. That is the only answer you will get." And if he is bidding the people to prepare for the coming of the Lord, and if the Lord who is coming is greater than he, then obviously he is not the Lord whose way he is preparing. What a wondrous message the Baptist brings to men. But instead of hearing the preaching of John, considering the glorious news that Christ had come and John was here to declare him, just as Isaiah said, instead of considering the forgiveness of sins in John's baptism, all they wanted to know was who John was, who gave him the authority to baptize at all. The forerunner of Christ was right there, declaring the one whom they did not know. And despite declaring him, they went away still not knowing Christ, nor repenting of their sins. Later, Jesus would say that they did not know him because they did not know the Father either. as it was in the days of John, so it is today. There stands one among us in this world whom the world does not know. But more than the world, he stands in the church, but many do not know him there either. Every Sunday, the preaching of John the Baptizer comes to you. For every Sunday is a little Advent where Christ comes to you in his word and sacraments. In our liturgy, we are bidden to prepare the way to receive our Lord Jesus. In the liturgy, we hear the songs of the angels announcing the birth of Christ in the Gloria in Excelsis. And in the song on Palm Sunday declaring, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." That is the preaching of John all over again, bidding us to prepare to receive our Lord, who comes to us in the bread and wine of his supper. Let us ever be prepared to receive him. But alas, how easy it is to be concerned with all the details, or just the opposite, to be so distracted that we completely miss Christ himself. May it never be said of us, "There stands one among you whom you do not know." And yet, even if this is true of you, that you do not know Christ, the remedy is right before your eyes, even as it was before the eyes of the Sadducees and Pharisees. Heed the preaching of John, for here Christ is revealed. Behold what kind of preacher John is. He is a model for every preacher. He does not preach himself. He does not boast in his prophetic office. He wants only to bring Christ to his hearers. When the priests and Levites ask him who he is, John is honest and to the point. "I am not the Christ." "What then? Are you Elijah?" Here they were so close to the truth. If only they had heeded God's word instead of their human traditions. Jesus and the angel Gabriel clearly identified John as the Elijah whom God promised at the end of the Old Testament in the last chapter of Malachi. But these men were not asking about someone coming in the spirit and power of Elijah to prepare for the coming of God's anointed one, but whether John were literally the same Elijah who was taken up to heaven in a whirlwind, come back down from heaven in the flesh, as their traditions taught would happen. And therefore John answers, "I am not." As a true preacher, he doesn't validate their false doctrine and fanciful notions. And so also he says he is not that prophet whom Moses promised. Now the priests and the Levites were supposed to give an answer about John to the Sanhedrin, but John isn't interested in talking about himself or satisfying the curiosity of these self-appointed judges of God's word. He is not interested in politics. He is here to proclaim Christ, and he does proclaim him. When they ask him in exasperation, "Who are you that we may give an answer to those who sent us?" he both answers their question and fulfills his office. He brings them back to Christ. He says, "I am the voice which shouts in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." He is saying this as much, he is as much as saying, "I am just the voice. Now, make ready for the one whom the Lord has sent." And so instead of engaging them in a pointless debate, it is John's work to bring every man to Christ, even to the foot of the cross, where the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world, is slain. As much as it hurts to do so, can you not see yourself in those men who ask John these questions? See how they reflect our manner of dealing with God's word and one another. We too have often been guilty of framing our doctrinal position or our gossip over a brother's sin or our conflicts with believers and unbelievers alike upon our own selfish notions about how God's kingdom should operate. We are the Orthodox Lutherans, and we are the ones who take the right stand. We are right and they are wrong, and because of that, it is our job to make sure that everyone teaches correctly And if our opponent is wrong, he must be corrected, not because his soul is in danger, but simply because he is wrong and we are right. God wants us to have pure doctrine, to honor his word, and to teach it faithfully, even as John did. He also wants us to admonish those who teach falsely. But how quickly the devil perverts with pride what God has made good. All of our doctrine and practice may be meticulously correct, and yet we may well be no better than one of the Pharisees and the Sadducees who couldn't see Christ right under their noses. Who cares if all men commend us for our firm and correct position or for maintaining high moral standards? What does any of that say about us? First of all, what truth do we have and what doctrine do we confess and defend that has not been given to us by God's own Spirit? And second, however high our moral standards may be, we do not meet them ourselves. We do not keep the commandments of our Lord. So of what use is the praise of men? The Pharisees maintained a high moral standard. They were sticklers about every point of doctrine, but in spite of this, they were utterly ignorant of Christ. Therefore, as much as we are bidden by God to teach only the truth of his word, our doctrine is not about being the ones who are right, but about the man who is God, who hung from a cross and died that all men might have life. But should we not then correct error and admonish people for false doctrine? Well, yes, we should. But why? Because our neighbor is wrong? No. But rather because his error threatens his soul. If you leave it alone, it will grow. And as it grows, it will take on a life of its own, seeking to destroy faith in Christ, to change the doctrine of God into something that cannot save man. Our fathers fought for the pure doctrine for this reason, so that it might never be said that Christ stands in the church, but they do not know him. Therefore, examine yourself to see whether your defense of the faith or your correction of a brother is about your being right or whether it is about preserving the saving word of Christ, both in the heart of your brother and in the church, that all men might hear and repent of their sins, and believe the good news of salvation in Christ. For if your concern is about anything but Christ, then you are not really interested in pure doctrine, or in bringing sinners to repentance, or in defending God's word, but only in yourself. If your admonitions and corrections are not about preserving the saving work of Christ for poor sinners, then it is actually just about you, and you are just like the Pharisees, who do not know Christ even though he is standing among them. The priests, Levites, and Pharisees on that day came to question John, to put him in his place. But instead, John preached Christ Jesus to them. They came as teachers, but they ended up being the ones who were taught. And so it must be for us, whenever our pride begins to take the place of our concern for the salvation of other men. Therefore, repent of all selfish admonition or coldness of heart. See how you yourself need the preaching of Christ just as much as your brother. Listen again to John's answer to those who come questioning him. Here is Christ, standing in your midst. Prepare to receive him. Were you not baptized into his name? Yes, indeed, he has forgiven you your sins in those waters. Does he not still come to you offering the same life and salvation every Sunday in the bread and wine? Indeed, he does. Christ is still standing among you today. And by the grace of God, you know him. For you believe that he is the one whom God sent into this world to be the Savior of men. Never forget the Christ whom we preach is not just a set of doctrinal statements to memorize and understand properly, but on the contrary, that every doctrine of Scripture declares a real and breathing Jesus, God in human flesh, who stands among you with his grace and mercy, calling you to repentance and still today offering you freely the water of life. Every truth of the scriptures declare his person and work, so that you might believe that he is the one whom God sent into the world to bear your sin, to end the reign of death and the devil, and to give eternal salvation to all who believe this. Praise God. He continues to come to us today, bringing us the fruits of his salvation. Let us then gladly receive him and rejoice that Jesus Christ is in our midst. Amen. And may the peace which passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. O Heavenly Father, who hast made all things in heaven and earth to serve thy will and to witness to thy glory and goodness, we give thee our humble and joyful thanks for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and for the salvation thou hast provided for all men in him. With contrite hearts we turn to thee, O God. We acknowledge our transgressions and confess that we have failed to do the good which we ought to have done, and that we have done the evil which we ought not to have done. Awaken us all to our need of daily repentance and renewal. Grant us the remission of all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ and his merits, that we may have that peace which passes all understanding. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by thy Holy Spirit. Sanctify the words of our lips by the indwelling of Christ our Lord. Perfect in purity and holiness the works of our hands by obedience to thy word. And now, in the assurance that thou art near to all who call upon thee in truth, we pray for all men. Let thy spirit prevail in every home and school, in every shop and store, and in every kind of labor or industry. Show forth thy glory and honor to the nations of the earth. Overthrow all who would hinder the gospel of Jesus Christ. Preserve and support all who are persecuted for his name's sake. Be with the homeless, the fatherless, the comfortless, and help them in their affliction to turn to thee, sending them such deliverance as shall turn their hearts and bring them to a confession of that name which is above every name, Jesus Christ. Make thy face to shine upon the wounded in spirit, the sick in mind, and the distressed in heart. Accompany all who are away from home in any service or calling with thy light and love. Send thine aid and comfort to the captives, the desolate, and all who are in peril of life or soul. Be gracious unto the sick and the aged, those who anguish, the dying, and those who mourn their passing. Lift up thy countenance upon them and give them the perfect peace of thy holy child, Jesus. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that we might receive by faith and with thanksgiving the gift that no words can describe, Jesus Christ our Lord. Make our hearts his dwelling place so that we may know the joy of his presence, the blessing of following in his steps, and the glory of that crown which he has promised to all who are his in steadfastness of faith and life. In his name, amen. We sing hymn number 65. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the Messiah, the very Lamb of God, and calling sinners to repentance that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
this is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting.
Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ,
shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins.
May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace.
Given unto death for all your sins.
Take and eat.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins.
May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins.
May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace.
We sing the Nunc Dimittis.
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
O God the Father, fount and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness didst send thine only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank thee that for his sake thou hast given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we beseech thee not to forsake thy children, but evermore to rule our hearts and minds by thy Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve thee through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. We sing hymn 62.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.